Well, without further ado, let's now go live to downtown Tomahawk, where Greg Albert and Amy Mackey are sitting in on the Powwow Days Parade. Greg and Amy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Nice to be here with you, Alex.
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead, Amy.
Thanks, Alex.
You are more than welcome, Amy.
We were talking before with Kevin Koth, and it was hard to decide how many people would be on Main Street with a Tuesday, July 4th celebration, but there are a lot of people, three and four chairs deep along both sides of Wisconsin Avenue, and that is also true for along the parade route by the Chamber and coming down from the church that way down 4th Street here to downtown Tomahawk. And the parade is underway, hopefully reaching us, Amy, in just a little while. Thank you for joining us for the parade. This is your first radio broadcast of the parade.
It is my very first. Definitely a big patriotic crowd today. Warm weather. Remind everybody to drink their water.
Absolutely.
Stay hydrated.
Yep.
So excited to get the parade on.
And you are a hometown girl, so you've attended many of these parades and many of the Powwow Day festivities, haven't you?
I have.
You want to see how many?
No, not really.
I thought I'd ask. No. But Amy has been here for a lot of years, and it's good to have you join the broadcast with us this afternoon. Jeff's got the afternoon off spending time with family, so that's good to have you join us.
Well, thank you.
All right. So we're looking forward to our parade. As Amy and I look down the parade lineup, we probably have around 60 different units in the parade. At least that's the way Scott got it set up here as folks called over the last number of weeks. We've got a few bands. Kevin was telling me last night not quite as many bands as we've had in the past, but we do have a few bands. A lot of local floats. We've got our fire department that'll be leading the way. We'll talk a little bit about the history of the fire department. Of course, we have our color guard. There's some color guard members from Oneida County out of Rhinelander, and we have our American Legion post here in Tomahawk, also from Merrill. They'll be joining us, as well as the Merrill and Tomahawk VFW post as well here for our Powwow Day celebration 2023. If you were not with us a little earlier, prior to the news, President of the Lions, Kevin Koth, joined us, and Kevin had to pass along some news that is going to be very disappointing for all of us, but for the safety of the folks not only shooting the fireworks but wanting to see the fireworks have been canceled, postponed, however you want to say it, for tonight, and they're going to be coming up on the 5th of August, part of the Thrilla on the Grilla event. So just keep that in mind. There's some impending weather to the west of us, and Paul Winter, who is the chief of our fire department, and also Paul sets off the fireworks. Apparently they have to be set at 3 o'clock to get it all done before the fireworks are shot off. Once they are set, they have to be shot, and the weather is not supposed to be very nice, so rather than putting fireworks in the tube, Amy, and then having to cancel it all together and wasting $15,000. The guys did everything to protect the fire department members who shoot the fireworks and us as the viewers of the fireworks. So it'll be coming up on August 5th rather than tonight.
And I'm sure it was a tough decision for Kevin, but definitely for the safety of our firemen and for the crowd here. It's just not worth it. So we get to have the whole crowd back again August 5th.
We invite everybody up. August 5th is the tentative date, part of Thrilla on the Grilla, to shoot off the fireworks. So we'll look forward to that. So we have a break before we get started here. And what we'll do, Alex, we'll hear some messages from our sponsors. And then Amy and I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. We're at the Powwow Parade. We are at 2nd and Wisconsin Avenue, the place that we've been for the last nearly 40 years, broadcasting the Lions Powwow Parade. And we thank the Tomahawk Lions Club not only for arranging this wonderful event for Powwow Days, but also for all the Lions do for our community and all the volunteers who help with Powwow Days as well. So we'll be back in just a minute here on JJ. JQ.
Dr. Stromberg, Lemke, and Tremel at Northern Sight Vision Clinic are experienced eye doctors. They offer comprehensive vision examinations, and they specialize in diagnosis and treatment of a wide variety of eye diseases, conditions, and problems. They use advanced diagnostic technology and vision correction products. They are committed to improving your quality of life. And if it's been a while since you've last had an eye exam, call Northern Sight Vision Clinic at 453-3636 and schedule your appointment, where new patients are always welcome. Thank you, Tomahawk Lions Club members, for putting on the annual Powwow Days. It's one of the most exciting celebrations each summer. Northern Sight Vision Clinic, located across the street from True Value Hardware. Call 453-3636. See them online at visionsource-northernsight.com.
Your favorite cocktail,
a deliciously prepared meal, and the music of Jeff Calhoun, all tonight at Bessie's on Clear Lake. Brenda and her staff at Bessie's on Clear Lake are looking forward to seeing you soon. Bessie's is open Tuesday through Saturday nights from 5 until 9. Try one of Brenda's creative nightly specials and the very popular Friday fish fry and prime rib Saturday. Bessie's on Clear Lake, located 1 mile west of County Highway L off Highway 8, just west of Tomahawk. Everyone at WJJQ would like to extend a warm welcome to all of our visitors in the Northwoods for the 4th of July holiday celebration. Keep it right here on Northwoods 92.5. We'll provide you with the latest weather information, national, state, and local news and sports. We will have the major and minor fish feeding times and the best mix of light hit favorites. Have a safe and relaxing 4th of July holiday from your radio family. Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
And welcome back to the Northwoods Midday Show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you. Let's go ahead and take it back live to Greg Albert and Amy Mackey, who are currently live in downtown Tomahawk for the Powwow Days Parade.
With thousands of our friends, too, Alex.
Yes, thousands of them indeed. How is it down there?
Oh, it's warm, I'll tell you that. What did you say the temperature was?
Temperature is 83 currently
here. Oh,
that's
not bad.
Not bad at all. The humidity is at about 51%, so it's a little bit humid. High today is supposed to get all the way up to 87.
And we have a breeze on Wisconsin Avenue, which helps everybody out. And everybody has their sunscreen on, so we're ready to roll. The parade is just starting here as it hits Wisconsin Avenue. And we have arrived with our color guard. They will be the first float that we see going by here as we have our VFW Post 1683 color guard, the 722 engine. That's a company we talked about from Rhinelander, Amy. Lincoln County Veterans Organization, Tomahawk VFW Post 2687. The Maryland VFW Post, that is 10203. The American Legion Post, number 46. Disabled American Veterans Chapter number 29, Merrill VFW 1638, and there's a few more there too. We have, I think our Jerry's are going to be in the parade, aren't they?
Yes, we have the VFW 2687 with Commander Jerry Dvorak and Jerry Johnson, Commander of the American Legion Post 93. You see Jerry around town quite often raising funds for the VFW. We also have Bass Manninen from the Navy and American Legion Auxiliary 93 Tomahawk.
So that'll be the first display that we have. And we have the Boy Scouts that are carrying the banner, too. The Boy Scouts in our neighborhood over at one of the homes were putting together their float, so I look forward to seeing it. They were starting early this morning, and I think the finished product will be beautiful once we see them. So, again, the American tradition. And our VFW, our American Legion posts, and more making their way now through downtown Tomahawk. Welcome to our 2023 Powwow Day Parade. And the veterans are getting a standing salute, as they always do, and well-deserved, Amy.
Very well-deserved. These men gave up a lot of things for this country, and what a perfect day to celebrate them.
And here they come with a banner being held by our three Boy Scouts from our Tomahawk unit. Some familiar faces that we see, Amy, and some of our guests from some of the other counties around our Northwoods area. And we've got Veterans and Kinship for a Stronger Community. Some of the Kinship kids are assisting with carrying some of the flags for our veterans. We sure appreciate their service. As they go by with a standing ovation from our crowd here.
And here comes one of our biggest celebrities of Tomahawk, Kevin Koth himself.
And, of course, Kevin, the president of the Lions, in between a Lion volunteer for a long time, always on the three-wheeler or four-wheeler today, looking good. Lion president Kevin Koth coming over.
And he has definitely perfected the pageant wave.
You have the pageant wave. Very nice. Amy is very proud.
Oh, I'm having a ball out here. It's beautiful. Nice crowd all the way down the street so far.
Great. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yep. Greg. And some of the kids on the Lions Parade. Thank you. And Gene Calhoun has a special guest for us, doesn't he? Those are Jerry's someplace in there? Enjoying retirement, I'm sure. I love his car. Now that he's retired, he can polish that baby up and it looks more sparkling than it normally does.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
And now here comes our Lincoln County Veterans Council, Amy. And that's the council that we had been telling you about.
So we have Merrill, American Legion, Tomahawk VFW and Auxiliary, and the Tomahawk American Legion 93 Auxiliary. Stand up, give these guys a clap and a wave. I'm sure they appreciate it.
Absolutely. Nice to see the members from Lincoln County here with us from Maryland Tomahawk. I saw the poppy girl before. We got some poppies from the poppy lady. So that's the poppy princess sponsored by the American Legion Unit 93. What do you think of that Corvette?
Yeah.
That's all you can say is yeah?
Yeah.
Beautiful Corvette. And here comes the mini poppy princesses.
Mini. Oh, they're adorable, aren't they, Greg?
Beautiful young ladies. Thanks, you guys. Yeah. These gentlemen never look so good with these young girls on the back.
Right. See, I'm more of a Camaro girl than
yes,
a Corvette.
The Camaro girls. I like that. Yeah. And here comes the poppy princess again. Yeah. So the poppy princess and her court.
And her court.
Very nice. That's the first time I think we've had that. So I salute the American Legion here, the Unit 93, for doing that. That's awesome. Here comes our Bronsted Zero group.
And just a reminder to buy your tickets from the American Legion Bronsted drawing for the side-by-side.
And our EMS group is passing us by. Our Tomahawk Volunteer Fire Department was founded in 1894. They've been serving our Northwoods area. They have around 10,000 residents in northern Lincoln County that they serve. They average 150 calls per year. They did mention that two out of the three calls are even outside of the city. They go all the way out to Harrison, Bradley, Scanawan, King, Somo, Rock Falls, Wilson, City of Tomahawk. The guys are having a great time. And we've got engine number three. Kyle Powers is in engine number three. Engine number five is Taylor Randall. And we have engine number seven coming with Mick Loca. And all of the guys are looking really good. There's a future firefighter in the back. We talk about the great fire protection that we have. We are really lucky to have this group. Hey, happy fourth. And here is our Rescue One unit. Is that Jake in there? Yep, Jake Lobemeyer, Rescue One. Thank you, guys. Where do you get those fancy sunglasses like that little girl in the fire truck has? You should have some of those. You're going to do this. You've got to doll up next year. Tomahawk off-road vehicle for the fire department. You know, they have something like that. They have a winter rescue vehicle for snowmobiling. They have water rescue.
They do.
They do the scuba stuff.
Yep.
Yep, they all are. And this looks like engine seven. That looks like Mickey hiding behind the mirror. Pretty soon you'll see his smiling face, Amy. You let us know. No fireworks, but maybe ski show? Let us know, Mick. Thank you. Yeah. Mickey says still a question mark on the ski show, but maybe.
Maybe.
No fireworks, as we mentioned, postponed. That'll be coming up here on the 5th of August. Would you like all the fire trucks?
I do. Just not when they're pulling into my yard.
Yeah. It's nice, isn't it?
Right,
yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Tender number six. Another future firefighter there. Stetson Olke is one of our members of the volunteer fire department. Here comes our Tomahawk DNR units. I miss Utility 2. Nick Young was in Utility 2, so we thank all our firefighters here.
And the DNR had a busy spring with our dry weather that we had. So we got to thank them for keeping all of our forests safe and protected.
And, you know, they do so many wonderful things together where they collaborate, the different departments come in, they help Little Rice, they help
Absolutely.
All the other volunteer fire departments out. Speaking of Little Rice, there is Larry Mathine. And that is our Little Rice department coming up here next. That's a nice rescue boat, isn't it?
It's very nice.
Nice to have. And here's emergency services for the Little Rice Fire Department.
It's great that our community is so widespread that all these guys can work together, keep everybody safe.
And Rescue 1, the fast track, Little Rice Fire Department. Boy, Little Rice has a lot of nice units, don't they? They've got their 4x4 Ranger that they can go out in the woods and help assist in case of injury. Tender truck is here. And again, a lot of mutual cooperation with all of the different fire departments from our area, all helping out. And so, I thank those guys because they make our insurance premiums.
When you were a kid, Greg, is this what showed up if you needed the fire department here?
You talking about my age? I would hope so. Our Nokomis friends are joining us now. Look at the buddy he's got under the arm, the old Dalmatian. Thank you, guys. And some more of our Nokomis. This is the Brush 1 Fire Department unit. Some of the young ladies driving that unit.
It is.
We have the entire West Wisconsin Avenue from the post office all the way down to the Four Corners full of fire trucks, and it's awesome.
And it's amazing. These are all volunteers.
Yes.
And the way they raise their money is through the community attending their events and their fundraising goals. So this is a really good attribute to our community and how important they know that these resources are.
And the nice thing is the community supports all of these in our townships. When they have raffles and fundraisers or different events,
Absolutely.
The community is there to support all these things. So we're trying our best to give back to the guys for what they do and the gals in our volunteer fire department. Nokomis engine number 2. Pretty soon we got an old one coming by. You're going to bring up something real nasty about me on the 4th of July when that comes by?
I was just asking.
Might be the first and last opportunity for you. Amy's one and only parade.
Yeah.
Nokomis with their rescue engine number 3 from their fire department. Young ladies taking over for the old people. Great job. Thank you, girls. Isn't that nice to see ladies in the fire department?
It is wonderful to see ladies in the fire department.
These young people probably are, some of them maybe even third generation volunteer fire department members.
I believe so.
This may be Wayne Canale. I'm not sure. Got to wait till he gets a little closer. He's got an antique one there. So he maybe can't give a gas juice too much on Wisconsin Avenue, might overheat.
Just think of the time to keep that up.
That's Mr. Canale. Nice, very nice. 1930, pitcher pumper. How nice is that?
Beautiful.
Oh, this is your friend, Bill Spahr. Where's your Bill Spahr note here?
Where?
Tomahawk Historical Society. Bill is always in it. He's got his gun out just in case he needs to do anything.
And Bill's in his 1936 family Chrysler. All are invited to visit our historical museum next to the Chamber of Commerce building Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And in the second historical society is Terry and Evan Derleth. They have our famous Lake Ice Bear. The original floated in 1958 through 1979. Now see a copy across from Tricks Fishing and Saudi Pond.
And I have to admit, I can remember seeing that bear back in 1958.
You said I couldn't say anything about your age.
I will admit that. Because then when I don't let you do any more parades, I can say, well, I tried. Shoot. City of Merrill, Steve Haas is our mayor that is here. Nice visiting us. Thank you, Mayor. Making the trip north, And here comes our Tomahawk Hatchet High School Band. We'll give them a listen as they go by, Amy.
Okay.
I remember in the old days they used to wear their full regalia. A little
too
cooler
hot
this way.
For that.
Nice to hear the Tomahawk Marching Band and electric guitar.
I know, a bass guitar. I was like, that's nice.
That is cool.
Nice.
You know, we don't have many politicians. Last year, we had tons of politicians. We don't have many this year. Mr. Tiffany is coming by.
Yes, Congressman Tom Tiffany, better known as used to own the Wilderness Cruises.
That's right.
On Willow Floyd.
Back in the day. That's how he started.
That is how he started.
Giving boat rides. Now he's in Washington. I bet you they've made a number of parades today. They've got a big district, the Senate district in Tomahawk.
He does. Here we have Milestone Senior Living. Great place. Absolutely amazing. I've been there to visit with them, seeing how they're taking care of our elderly population here.
And a bus full of residents, too, in the parade. How cool is that?
That's very cool. Yeah.
Opportunity to win this bike. We got a bike raffle coming up, and this is part of Huawei Limited. It's a fundraiser for Huawei. Mr. Bembister in there working hard. Got the air on? Good. Oh, okay, yeah. So you have an opportunity to win that bike. It's going to be given away part of the fall ride. Tickets are available at the Chamber.
I believe that's a limited edition color heritage.
Isn't that beautiful?
They did just for fall ride this year.
That's special.
How are you?
Hello,
doing?
Mr. Tiffany.
Good
to see you. Boy, look at Will. He's got a picnic to go, Amy.
Will has a picnic to go. That's amazing. He's quite the creative gentleman.
He is very creative. One of our council members that has so many hours of volunteer time that he does so well for us.
Yeah, he has a big heart.
I don't think I've ever seen that before, a picnic table on a lawn tractor.
Well, I don't have that on my zero turn.
No, you better get one. So the Quamets are coming by. Boy, they've been really busy the last few days. A lot of folks at Quamet Bay.
They have.
Keith, of course, drives this fancy boat. Everything looking good yet for the Quamets tonight? Okay, good. Keith said they're going to try. They'll let us know if something changes.
And what amazing organization for our kids, all the way up to adults. And they become mentors and help these young kids perfect their skiing.
Absolutely. We talked about the number of generations in the fire department. The Quamets date back a long, long time, too.
Oh, yes.
Were you a Quamet?
I was not.
Oh, you were not. Oh, hey! More of the Quamet volunteers. I remember one year they were skating on rollerblades.
They were.
One of the parades, the outboard Malibu. Boy, that is sharp.
It's all about your center of balance, Greg.
Is that what it is? Okay. Yep. So our WJJQ night at the Quamet Water Ski Show is the 13th of July. So are you going to... I bet you Keith and Mickey would make it so you could ski in.
Sure.
Okay.
And I'll throw a t-shirt while I'm doing it.
Oh, wow. All That's
right.
a challenge.
All right.
Yeah. More of the Quamet boats. This one sponsored by the Tomahawk Dairy Queen. One of our pickup boats, I bet, huh?
Did you hear about the blizzard of the month?
I did.
Speaking of Dairy
Tell me
Queen,
about that.
It is a cookie dough cake batter.
That's it.
With cake and cookie and sprinkles and all in soft serve. Sounds delicious.
Yep. And our friends from Medford Cooperative come by as they make their way by. We're going to take a quick break and be back in just a minute or so, Alex, and more from the Powwow Parade here on Wisconsin Avenue on WJJQ. Greg and Amy with you on Wisconsin Avenue. Alex in the studio, and we'll be right back.
Try one of the popular Subway Series sandwiches today at Subway in Tomahawk. Make it one of the Subway Series sandwiches like the Monster, the Boss, the Subway Club, or the Mexicali. There are so many choices, so much to crave. Pick one up today and remember to download the Subway app, earn rewards, and order ahead of time. Stop by the local Subway locations in Tomahawk and Maryland. Discover your favorite Subway Series sandwich today. Tomahawk Subway has a full-time year-round position for a store opener plus other part-time food service worker openings, so contact Alyssa if you're interested in working at the Tomahawk Subway on North 4th Street. Subway is an equal opportunity employer. Steve and Mary from Tomahawk Warehouse Liquor welcome you to the Northwoods for our holiday celebration. Stop by now and find a wide variety of your summertime favorites like beer, wine, and liquor, and all the fixins. Plus, Tomahawk Warehouse Liquor is your home for still pricing. They're on the north end of North 4th in Tomahawk, open every morning at 8 o'clock. And thank you, Tomahawk Lions, for always putting on a great Powwow Days event.
The forecast for northern Wisconsin for the rest of today, partly sunny, warm and sticky with highs around 88. Slight chance of a thundershower, southwest wind 5 to 10. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, especially from late evening on, low at 62. Tomorrow, chance of scattered showers up through the early afternoon, cooler with some partial clearing late, high 77, northwest wind near 10. Plenty of sunshine Thursday and Friday. The high on Thursday, 73, 78 on Friday. We top out close to 80 over the weekend. Partly sunny skies, maybe a few showers Saturday night, and some thunderstorms likely Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher from the WJJQ Weather Center.
Tony, thank you very much. Taking a look at our weather right now, it is 83 degrees under sunny skies here in the Northwoods. We got some winds coming out of the south at 7 miles an hour on this beautiful 4th of July. Alex Cook here with you in the studio during the Northwoods Midday Show. Here on WJJQ, we have Greg Albert and Amy Mackey currently in downtown for the Powwow Days Parade.
All right, Alex, thank you very much. Our friends from HMM Boutique just went by. They have their store that we can see on Wisconsin Avenue. Then we had our hometown Christmas, Roxanne and Company came by. And then, of course, a 1932 Buick. Do you remember that? You remember? Oh, anyway, that's Eric Lair's vehicle. Beautiful.
It was
32
beautiful.
Buick.
It was beautiful.
Yes. Cub Scout Pack 548, the Boy Scout Troop 548 are just going by. That's the float I saw them build. It literally really turned out nice. It's awesome.
Oh, it and looks like they worked them. Really hard.
They did, yep. And it's nice because some of the Boy Scouts are going by with a tin and they are giving them a donation. That is really cool.
Yep.
Who's this guy? Is that an old boyfriend?
Yeah, probably. Incognito. Thank you. This is Apex Angels and Warriors. We actually had the Wolf Dog group
yes.
into the to station, June Morning Conversation. They're veterans and wolf dogs healing together. Excellent organization, beautiful dogs.
Beautiful dog, isn't it?
It is.
And when you talk with the veterans that are associated with this organization, they said a dog is so healing.
There's different outlets that they need, and so I think it's a perfect pairing for some of the gentlemen that came in and spoke with us.
We talked with the folks from the Community Project from time to time, too. Look at their mascot. What kind of dog is that, Amy?
I'm not sure.
Well, you
hot
have
one.
Three dogs yourself, don't
two.
You? Just two?
Two
oh,
dogs.
Okay.
Big dogs.
Two big dogs, yeah. Look at the little one in the bucket.
Oh.
That's our Community Project. We'll have to have them on with Jeff's show one of these times soon. One of our Boy Scouts going by. Look at this nice Jeep. That is a dandy.
Camp Canoodle.
Very nice. I think Klinger was driving that.
It looked like I wasn't sure.
Yeah. Here comes our guest. The haunted sawmill is coming.
I heard it's amazing. I've never gone.
I have not either. Maybe sometime we could build up the courage and go together.
And we'll video it and we'll share it to social media.
Now that's the first that I saw. They're handing out
reverse
water balloons
water
to cool
balloon.
Out the gas. All the kids from the haunted sawmill want to get hit with a water balloon. Boy, that is really cool. It is a fire-breathing dragon. Got a couple of skeletons on there. Sponsored by, I can't see a law office someplace. Oh, my my gosh.
Vince would like to be on the radio. I'm his agent, and today is his free day. So, okay.
Tell us about the Haunted Sawmill.
Come to the Haunted Sawmill. It's awesome.
When is it opening?
It is opening
October 8th. We're open every Friday and Saturday in October, starting October 8th, 6 to 9 p.m. the first weekend. Longer hours after that, check our website, hauntedsawmill.org.
Perfect. Thanks. Thank nice you. For having you on the air, you guys. Thank you. Haunted Sawmill, so we'll have to remember that, Amy. What do we got going by here?
We have a 59 Bel Air and boat owned by Jim Freeland. A lot of polishing going on that boat.
That is a beautiful boat, isn't it?
It is. And the Bel Air is pretty nice, too.
Yeah, the Bel Air is really nice. 59 Bel Air. Look at those fins on that. They don't make cars like that anymore.
They don't. They sadly do not.
I'm going to have to talk to our car dealers about maybe.
Yeah, we'll hit Roger up.
Bring back the Bel Air with the wide fins. This is an organization, I think this is either, 39th or 40th parade that we have done. And I think over most of those years, if not all of those years, there were a couple of years we didn't have a parade because of COVID. But over most of those years, we always had the Janesville Fife and Drum here. And they are here this year, so it's wonderful.
It was one of my mom's favorites.
Was it?
It was. So as a child, I remember them being here.
Well, I hope they're playing loudly so your mom can hear them in heaven.
Thank you.
Let's give a listen, to the Janesville Fife and Drum. You know what is also nice to see, Amy, with them is some of the younger members. Over the years, everybody ages a little bit.
That's right.
It's nice to see younger members in the Janesville Fife and Drum.
I'm sure that's generational, too.
I agree with you. We have a lot of generational stuff going on. Thank you. Janesville Fife and Drum. Thank you. Appreciate you guys coming every year. I think they do a lot of parades up north. I bet they do five or six. Yeah.
Okay, can you explain to me what RE/MAX has going on here?
Well, they've got the balloon. So RE/MAX is going to light that balloon one down here, and hopefully it doesn't bring the back of that van up, where the van will be on just two wheels.
Right?
Oh, there it goes. Feel the heat?
I feel the more than what we need.
All of our friends at RE/MAX Properties, the team from RE/MAX Property Pros, of course, all over our Northwoods area, and we love having them on the radio every morning, our friends from RE/MAX Property Pros. Oh, that is warm. Luckily, it's
high. Like a turkey in the oven.
So that's what you do to lift the balloon up. So they don't have the balloon here. They have always a smaller one at the home show. Always.
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh, here comes the one from the home show. Yeah, awesome. Our RE/MAX Property Pros are here. And you can hear the RE/MAX Property Pros on the radio every morning with Jeff at about 8:15. Here comes a puck. Purple Heart Home, improving veterans' lives on home. That's nice, a project powered by RE/MAX Property Pros. They were talking about that the last few weeks, Kim and Ben.
Hey, Ben right here.
Hey, Ben, come on over, how are you? Happy Ford.
Happy Independence Day, Greg.
We were just talking to you about how wonderful everything is. Purple Heart, how did it go?
It went great. Yeah, we actually finished before schedule, and it's a beautiful ramp.
Awesome, we're excited to see what you guys do next.
Thank you very much, and happy Independence Day, everyone.
Same to you. Happy Independence, Ben. Ben Parsons, our friend from RE/MAX Property Pros. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Spider-Mans and Cruisers Driving School.
Yeah.
They provide all the services to our high school, so our kids can be responsible, safe drivers on the roadway.
Michelle Carl does a great job with her organization,
and she's
got a number of locations over different areas now up north. Our friends from Ritchie Lakeland Transport, handling everybody up north. Ace came in a couple of times. We had Medford Co-op. Now we have Medford Co-op and our friends from Tomahawk Ace Hardware. Oh, look at the old gray-haired guy that's driving. Looking pretty good on the fourth.
He's pretty helpful when you go into the store, though. So.
He is very helpful, that's for sure. Yeah. He's the helpful ace for a hardware person.
The crew there is very hardworking. Been there a long time.
Yep.
All
they're doing a good job.
Staff.
Hannah's got her her what is that? A flag? She's got a flag on her head for me.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, I've known her since she was a baby.
And now she's running ace. She's doing a good job.
She's doing
young
a
lady.
Great job.
Yep.
Very proud of her.
I think we have some folks coming up. Is that the Zora Funster block down the way?
It sounds like they're making their way. But right now we have Wild River Real Estate.
And there's Mr. Long. Hey guys, Matt and John Long driving. Sitting in the back. Sean is throwing out the treats.
They came up with some creative slogans for the Home Sport and Travel Show. I don't know if you saw it or not.
Yeah, I did. They were awesome.
It was amazing.
Yeah. And now they're also doing management. Wild Rivers Group does property management, so if you have a VRBO or something, you need somebody to manage your property and you're not able to be up with us up north as much as you can.
Yeah, very popular coming up here.
Talk to those guys. Batman!
With the Zorro Funsters. How many years, Greg, have they been coming? And
they've been
us?
Coming since day one, too. I remember doing the broadcast with Mark, and we were talking with Les Hanke back in the day when Les was a Zorro Funster. And I know we're dating ourselves, but boy, they've been here for every parade. It's awesome.
The clowns definitely bring a
Here's
lot of
Lucky
smiles
the clown.
To
the Lucky,
kids.
Thank you for
nice
coming. Thank you. And the Funsters are shooting some bubbles here into the air.
I don't remember the bus.
Oh, you don't? Oh, yes. The bus always follows the Funsters. Yeah.
How are you doing, neighbors?
Hey, neighbor. That's a handsome-looking Funster.
Yeah, right.
Hope Ricky isn't jealous.
Batman's hands-free.
Batman is really working hard. And the Zora Funsters. Look at the animals out there. I don't know why they're shooting the Zora Funsters, but that doesn't make any sense. So cut that stuff out, please. I don't think Mr. Funster had appreciated that. That one. Gotta love the Zora Funsters. Here goes a couple of cones coming our way. No? What went by?
I guess we didn't look desperate enough.
I guess we're getting that way. Happy birthday, America.
Tomahawk together.
There's a great organization, too. Patty Hilgendorf and her organization, they do a great job. Yep. Look at this load. This has got to be the Shuni family, I bet.
This is Wausau Homes, John J. Shuni. They've been helping out the community, building houses and excavation for
as long as
I can remember.
Yeah. Oh, the boss is even working today. Looking good in there, Greg. Nice equipment he's got all shined up. You can move a little earth.
A lot of work to keep that 250G clean.
You can do a lot of digging with that thing. Shuni Construction, of course, Wausau Homes. They've been hanging around here with Jake and Jackie for many, many years as well. Now into the third generation.
Yep.
Our Wausau Homes dealer in Tomahawk and in Minocqua. Are these the princesses from our rodeo that we went to?
These are the Wisconsin River Pro Rodeo Queens. They put on a wonderful show while we were there.
They sure did. That was a great night. Beautiful weather.
It was amazing.
Ladies did a good job. Beautiful horses, aren't they?
Very well. Very well behaved for parade.
Here comes the Bethels. Philip Bethel's crew. Mom's driving.
And my zero turn doesn't look like that either.
Pardon me?
My zero turn doesn't look like that one either.
No, that one's all dialed up. Here comes Phillips with his zero turn. Bethel Excavating. Dave Bethel is a guy that does wonderful work. Plows snow in the winter. Takes care of building stuff in the summer. Building, excavating, bulldozing, skid loading, trucking, gravel, granite, rock, topsoil, sand. Did I miss anything, Amy?
I think you got it
Did I do it all? guys got a pretty good head of steam up in those tractors. Showing all their equipment coming by.
So do you know what that attachment's for? It's to clean all the brush and underbrush.
Isn't that a cool piece of equipment?
It's a very cool piece of equipment.
They can really clear brush in a quick order.
Yeah. Get your flue plots ready. Clear driveways.
Do a great job.
UTV trails.
Yep. A couple more Bethel excavating rigs coming across here. That's a little mini one, isn't it?
That is. You can still do a lot of work with something that
you can drive
too.
Those things, can't you?
We just had one at the cabin. Yeah.
I wonder if there's any dirt in there they're going to drop along Wisconsin Avenue.
I
got a feeling it's empty. Look at that baby. That's what you call doing a parking lot in about four scoops. How big is that blade?
I'd say that's 20 feet.
Yep. Takes up half a lane.
I think they need to loan it to me to do the parking lot at the radio station.
No, one scoop.
Right.
In and out, we'd be done. Great equipment. I love it. I don't want to, I'm too early for that, but nice equipment when
yes,
the time
it
comes. Carl's Transport, they're always in the parade. They're from the Antigo area, and they have their Pledge of Allegiance on. Thank you very much.
Oh,
good. Okay, thank you. Good to have the, I'm going to let you do that because you were at the races last night. Yep.
Went last night, amazing show. I have to give a big shout out to Andy Bartlett there for the fireworks that he had afterwards. They were absolutely amazing. The crowd loved it. If you missed it, you'll have to try it next year.
We saw a little bit over the trees from our house. It was awesome.
It went on for a long time. It did. It was 45 minutes. So it was amazing.
Okay, as you can hear, we have the stock cars coming up, and I think Amy knows all of these people in the stock cars.
A fair amount. So first up, we have Mike Brown. He's a local from Tomahawk, has been racing at the Speedway since we were teenagers.
Yeah.
Loved working on his truck. Next up, we also have another local, CJ Hedges. CJ has been coming up. Now finally has in the Mod B class, I believe. He also goes outside the Midwest to race at national races. After him is Jeremy Riestau in the 04K.
How many cars did he have last night there? Quite a few, didn't he?
So he had a special race last
yep.
night. The Firecracker 50, I believe they had about 12
okay.
of the modifieds
yeah. awesome.
There. So
yeah. What do we have
great
here?
Racing. This was Jeremy Riestau in the 04K. After him is Trevor Schumann in the number 99. So cool thing about Trevor, he's still in high school. Has been racing before he had his driver's license. So it's really great going to the racetrack. That's why we enjoy it, to sit and watch these young kids coming up and having the older racers are helping them cultivate their experiences in
the
racing.
That's awesome. Yep.
Next is makes me giggle. They got Bobby Humberding. I know him as Bob. He's a really good friend of mine. He's called the fan favorite.
A fan favorite?
Fan favorite. Bob is from Merrill. Races with his son.
That's awesome.
And they raced last night also. Next we have Bentley Siegler. And Bentley's always a favorite with the crowd too because he races the old station wagon.
You have to repeat that for me.
Bentley Siegler.
Okay, Bentley.
Yeah, and he races the station wagon, so he's a fan favorite too. Because
was that a Woody at one time?
I think so.
I think it was.
I think so. Next we have Zach Degner, I believe is how you say his name. Nope, I take that back. It's Bill Dean in the 59. I believe Bill is also from Tomahawk, but I am not positive.
Okay.
So.
Number 59. Look at the little guys in the back of that car.
Oh, it's the whole family. It's a family sport. Everybody needs to get in. We have the 03 of Ashley Shuny. She is a young female driver that has been driving for some time. I'd probably say for a good 5 years. She's been out there beating it up with the boys. So.
That's awesome.
Go Ashley. Logan Larson, also another Tomahawk native and generational coming up. He raced last night in the Firecracker 50 and had mechanical issues.
And I think we have one more yet, Amy. This is a little bit of a different model vehicle.
This is. So this is Caden Bethel Jr. And these are for the little kids, not up to age 12, I believe. So they're a sprint car.
Okay.
They have a little bit bigger Briggs & Stratton in it. They're getting about 50, 60 miles an hour around that little tiny track.
Is that what your son was with?
It is not.
I know, but was it a vehicle like that?
No.
No, oh, good.
No,
I'm glad.
My son raced trucks.
Oh, okay, that's better.
Over big jumps.
Okay, that's better. I thought that's quite a vehicle. You know, it looks like what we started with, the fire engines, have come around as it gets a little darker overcast, and it's nice because the winds have picked up. It's a whole lot cooler here. And our fire department is going to come and join us right at this corner because they have the water demonstrations, or as we all know, water fights. And it's an awesome way to cool down a little bit. So, Amy, what do you think of your first parade?
Oh, it's been amazing.
It went fast, didn't it?
It did go fast. It did. A little bit about the water fights.
Yes.
I did our social media post on WJJQ 92.5.
Talk about those.
So the water fights have been going on for 100 years.
That's awesome.
It's absolutely amazing. And the guys look forward to it. So the more the crowd gets into it, the more they get into it. It becomes a whole grudge match, even though they're friends. So I know that there's some firefighters walking around with 50-50 raffle tickets. This is one of their big fundraisers for the year. So if you see one, grab a ticket. The drawing's in September at Mary's.
And thank you very much to everybody who supports all of the organizations that we've seen go up and down. Our volunteer organizations, the veterans organizations, our fire department organizations, and to all of our visitors in. I hope you enjoyed the parade. For those folks sitting out on the water, keep an eye on the sky, and thank you for joining us on WJJQ. Amy and I, it was our pleasure here at the Wisconsin Avenue location, and Alex enjoyed it back at the station, I'm sure.
Thank you, everybody.
Some of the fire trucks way back there.
Yes, I did. I definitely did.
You could hear my thought, right?
Yes, I could. Loud and clear.
Loud and clear. Great. Alex, thank you very much. And
absolutely.
Again, we want to remind everybody that due to the inclement weather that is on its way to our area, there will be no fireworks tonight. They will be postponed, and the fireworks will be coming up on the 5th of August for the Thrilla on the Grilla. So on the 5th of August, just keep that in mind. And be safe. Keep your eye on the sky, and any nasty weather that moves through the area, we'll do our best to get it updated for you as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Greg and Amy, thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of the midday show on this Independence Day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, guys. Have a great 4th of July.
Enjoy your 4th coming up in an hour and 5 minutes.
Yeah, might as well, right? Thank you, guys.
Happy holidays.
All right. That was Greg Albert and Amy Mackey live from the Pow Wow Days Parade in downtown Tomahawk here on WJJQ. Thank you very much for joining us.